Conservative Clergy of Color Rips Google Over Deliberate Censorship of Conservatives. By Jerome Hudson on June 17, 2020. The conservative clergy of color took Google to task in a statement slamming the internet giant over its deliberate censorship of conservatives. As pastors and leaders in our communities, we are appalled by the blatant bigotry and bias against conservative and Christian voices in our country today. We are sickened by the dirty trick Google played against two conservative websites over a simple difference of opinion. Conservative clergy of color leaders, which include Bishop Aubrey Shines, Reverend Derek McCoy, Reverend M.J. Reed, and Pastor Francisco Vega, said in a statement. We have each experienced such shameful censorship in the form of algorithms that limit our outreach. We have each been put into Facebook or Twitter jail because our words displeased the puppet masters who control the narrative in this country. As Christian ministers and conservatives, we have each personally felt the rebuff of the entities who have bought off politicians, reporters, and activists in our country, the statement continued. As Breitbart News reported, the comment section content on center-right website The Federalist and libertarian website Zero Hedge were purportedly in violation of Google's advertising platform terms of service. A Google spokesperson said on Tuesday that The Federalist is not currently demonetized. We do have strict publisher policies that govern the content ads can run on, which includes comments on the site. This is a long-standing policy. As a means to remain part of Google's ad platform, The Federalist temporarily removed its comments section. The story was first reported by NBC News reporter Adele Momoko Fraser, who initially said the story came thanks to collaboration between NBC News Verification Unit and a left-wing group called the Center for Countering Digital Hate. The Center for Countering Digital Hate pushes digital advertisers to financially blacklist conservatives' websites. Breitbart News is among those being targeted by that group. Meanwhile, Momoko Fraser has walked back her initial claim of collaborating with the Center for Countering Digital Hate. But it's that kind of dubious relationship that has the conservative clergy of color calling out Google over what it says are discriminatory policies against conservatives. Mark us, there is a silent war being waged against diversity of opinion in America, and it's now come to the doorsteps of Zero Hedge and The Federalist. What we're seeing today is no different than the methods used by tin pot dictators who suppress dissent and maintain absolute control over their people, the group said. One of the greatest things about America is the freedom of speech and thought guaranteed by our Constitution. Unfortunately, our country is now under siege by those who would rip this God-given right away from us. We stand against the radical left thought police. We stand against tech totalitarianism. We stand against corporate America bowing to the demands of social justice warriors. And we call for immediate reform to ensure all voices are heard across this great country, the statement concluded. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.